بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is the creator of all the creations. He has no beginning and no ending. He exists without a place or a shape or form. I ask Allah Ta'ala humbly to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al, family and companions. Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi in Al-Aqidah al-Tahawiyya talked about seeing Allah Ta'ala in the hereafter. He said, "The seeing of Allah by the people of paradise without circumscription or manner of being is true as pronounced in the book of our Lord, the Qur'an, Al-Qiyamah 22-23, وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة." The seeing mentioned in the ayah is in accordance with Allah's will and knowledge. All of what is narrated about this in the Sahih Hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is as he said and with the meaning he intended. We do not indulge in this matter, assigning wrong meanings to it with or meanings to it with our own opinions or misconceiving it with our delusions, because no one's religion is safe except if one submits oneself to Allah, the Exalted, and to His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and ascribes the knowledge of what is ambiguous to Him, to the one who knows it. So here Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi is affirming Ru'yatullah, the seeing of Allah Ta'ala in the Akhirah, but without resembling the creations. He said, as mentioned in the Quran, in the ayahs, the two ayahs that we mentioned, by the author, that they stand as a clear... The two ayahs mentioned by the author are clear evidence of the fact that on the Day of Judgment, the Muslims in Paradise will see Allah. It is not permissible to interpret these verses otherwise, because without any textual or mental evidence, the ayahs should not be interpreted by other than the outer meaning. Doing so would be an unfounded delusion. The hadith of Imam Ahmad is another evidence of the seeing of Allah, as he said, أَمَا إِنَّكُمْ سَتَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ كَمَا تَرَوْنَ هَذَا الْقَمَرَ لَا تَضَامُّونَ. It means you shall be certain when you see your Lord that you see Him as you are now certain you see this moon. This hadith emphasizes the certainty of seeing Allah and does not liken Allah to the moon. Hence, the inhabitants of paradise will see Allah different from the way a creation is seen. Allah will not be in a direction. Allah will not be in a direction or at a distance from them. Whoever has a difficulty in understanding this and other matters should resort to those who know about them. The ones with the correct knowledge will explain the matters properly without attributing to Allah any non-befitting attribute. One will not be safe until one submits to Allah and His Messenger in these matters. Correct faith is not based on delusions that result from one's own opinion or from what is typical to the creation. Rather, it is based on submitting and accepting the meaning willed by Allah and willed by His Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us seeing Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in the Akhirah without a shape, without a how, and without a form, because Allah Ta'ala is clear from bodily parts, clear from any characteristics of the creations, and Allah Ta'ala knows best.